We had to see you Thursday night.
About the A room. And I know it's going to repeat the whole shiur again. Like, I see a lot of new people here. Unless everybody here is new, everybody's here. They're not going to repeat the whole thing. But anyhow, be mekatzer more. And we go to the Rosh Hashanah. Before I'm being mekatzer, you got to realize that I'm being mekatzer, the mokavna, you should really be mired. My Irving is complicated. If I mention Thursday night, it's probably the most complicated sugyas and shas. But the Mishnah says, Oisius Oni is Erevin, Nida, and Yevamah, making them the hardest sugyas in shas. And it's extremely complicated. So we got to, I don't remember, 10 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, so I was there, so I was speaking to the Rav, but Erevin, so he made a statement that there really is only three people in the whole entire Eretz Yisrael that are capable of making a kosher Erevin. That's what he told me. This is a big Rav. And therefore, I'm trying to explain, you know, our Erevin. Before I say anything about our Erevin, I want to give a disclaimer. I'm specifically speaking about our Erev. I'm not speaking about any other Erev. I'm not saying any other Erev is worse or better than ours. But I'm strictly, whatever I'm telling you is about our Erev, and I will show you in the map where our Erev ends. And I will not even discuss where other Erev will begin because I really don't know. I'm not even aware of exactly where the other, where the neighboring Eruvs are. So I'm speaking about the Farakaway Lawrence Eruvs. There are other Eruvs, the Bayswater Eruvs, the Five Towns Eruvs. I don't know their maps. I don't know where they begin or where they end. However, I will make you aware where our Eruv begins and where our Eruv ends. And whatever I'm saying applies only to our Eruvs, not to any other Eruvs. But first, in general, just a chazorah from Thursday night, that we see the video, which, due to technical difficulties, the machine is not here yet, but it's coming. I will explain, as you see the video, a lot of it, the video, because of the restrictions, was cut down to a very short video, where it's supposed to be an hour, it was made down to less than a half hour. And therefore, a lot of things are going to require more explanation. But they are in the video, so either I'll show the video straight, and or I can stop and explain further if anybody has any questions as to what's going on. The video obviously is particularly to Farakwa. But generally speaking, the halachas of Eruvin, we explained Thursday night that there are four rishuyos in Shabbos, it's a rishu karabim, a rishu tayochit, a carmelit, and a makom tur. The prices in Shabbos, basically, which is the rabbin, so we mentioned Thursday night that the prices says, Rashi of Platia. You see the Rashi explains a mesila, a road, or Platia, a market, where people sit together in order to sell their wares. And the prices says it has to be 16 amos in width. And it has to be open for the rabbin to go through. And Zohir Shus HaRabin Gemura, that's where Shus HaRabin Gemura Midirat. Then there's a carmelit. What is a carmelit? So a carmelit has some of the properties of our Shus HaRabin, but not all of them. It may not be 16 amos wide, which gets out of making into a Shus HaRabin. Shus HaRabin to a carmelit. It may not be open. In other words, to give you an example, if you have a dead end street, like Rose Street, cannot be a Rishus HaRabim, because a Rishus HaRabim has to be open that you're able to go through the street, not to have to come out the same way that you went in. A Carmelit, Gemara says, is a Midbar. A Midbar is a Carmelit, because it's not frequented by the Rabbin. An ocean, the Yam has been Carmelit, is not frequented by the Rabbin. A Dika, a valley, a mountain, a farm, a bungalow colony, a camp, all these places are not the Rishus HaRabim. Those are all have a din of Carmelit. And maybe in a carbon is midiraisa, there is no Israel carry. You'll have to carry in a carbon is midiraisa. You can carry from a Rishit HaYotis to a Carmelit Midoraisa. You can carry from a Carmelit to a Rishit HaYotis Midoraisa. And you can carry that within a Carmelit Midoraisa. With the Rabbonon, the act of carrying from a Rishit HaYotis to a Carmelit, from a Rishit HaRabim to a Carmelit, or within a Carmelit. Why did they ask for it? Because they were afraid that if you carry in a Carmelit, you might carry in a Rishit HaRabim. That's basically what it says in that verse. If you carry in a Rishit HaRabim, the brought from a Rishit HaYotis to a Rishit HaRabim, what is a Rishit HaYotis? A Rishit HaYotis is any place that's Mukaf Mephitis, surrounded by Mephitis, that has an area of at least within the Mephitis of Dalit or Dalit Prophim, so it's usable, and the Mephitis has to be 10 Prophim high to render it a Rishit HaYotis. You carry from Rishit HaYotis to Rishit HaRabim, the Brisa says. You do it for Shoigen, Gishmai, for Tatos. If you do it for Mezid, and with Astro, for Mezid without Astro, you try to chorus. You do it for Mezid with Astro, you try to keep. That's what the Brisa says about carrying Rishit HaYotis to Rishit HaRabim. So that's the four Rishuyas. And then there's a Mokum Tur where everything is Mutta. That is something that's less than Dalit or Dalit talking, so it's not usable, there's no practical use, it's too small. That's called a Mokum Tur. There was a time, you know, before there were Erevin in this country, that people really had to know this halachah. That we had to know what happens if we carry something in our pocket, and we realized that when we were in the street, what's the best thing to do? I remember in those days, the big discussion about this. Somebody suggested, well, take it, and as you're walking, put on top of a fire hazard. But that's the most absurd. Maybe you enjoy it. And anything, other people say, keep running, don't stop, so you don't make an halachah. But all these halachahs that he must be forgotten. From Klal Yisrael, not that there are, that there are Eruvim. But anyhow, for our purpose, that's the definition. Then we said Thursday night to Kitza, that is a famous Rashi. Gemara in Eruvim says, I don't know the Gemara here, but the Gemara in Eruvim says that, how are you me'arev a Rishit HaRabim? The Gemara says that you cannot be me'arev a Rishit HaRabim with the Aviday Surah Tepet. What is the Surah Tepeta? The Surah Tepeta, the Gemara says in Davi Rav in Eruvim, is the Surah Tepeta, Konam Mikan, the Konam Mikan, the Konam Gabeim. They have a fall on one side, and a fall on the other side, and a fall over those two poles. That's the Surah Tepeta. The Gemara says, Rishit HaRabim, you cannot be master with the Surah Tepeta. Doesn't work. And Afis Svara, it makes sense because you don't have in the Deraita because level there's no sin at the Surah Tepeta. When you look at this Deraita in Shabbos and that's all, so you know that Rishit HaRabim is an open place, say Zayin Amud Vav, and Rishit HaYotis is a closed place which is closed by Mechitza. Now you don't find any Deraita that says that if your place is enclosed by a Surah Tepeta, you should become a Rishit HaYotis, that you don't find. So a Surah Tepeta is Amidei Rabbanan Dikre Tikkun, that the Rabbanan said you can make in a Carmelit in order to allow you to carry in that Carmelit. Once you have that Tikkun in a Carmelit, you can go ahead and carry from within the Carmelit, so from Rishit HaYotis to the Carmelit. And the Rabbanan Dikre left into Rishit HaRabim, you can't, because the Surah Tepeta will not be matter you to carry in a Rishit HaRabim. Once we have this Akdama, once we understand this, so now we know that in order to be able to make an area validate to a Tepeta, first requirement is that the area that we're making the Erevan is not considered a Pihalofa or Rishit HaRabim. If it's considered a Pihalofa or Rishit HaRabim, we cannot make an area validate to a Tepeta. What is required in order to make an area in a Rishit HaRabim? So what's required is that it should be Mukhefet Koima, so it should be surrounded by Mechitus Gemurus, but an actual Mechitus. And in the openings where people go out that are Tez Zayin Amud Vav, in those openings you would have to put out Lotus, Gate, Sheninolas Balayim, that are closed at night. There is a Yeshoim Rib, the Rambam Shita, that holds that those gates don't have to be closed at night. There's to be Reuyos, Linoz Balayim. And we fast can, that they have to be closed at night. Linoz Balayim, and most of the Kroimim don't even bring the Yeshoim Rib Shita of Reuyos Linos, Mishabrura Ponskins, that you have to have Nimolos by Laila. However, there are places in Yerushalayim, I think in Martinsdorf, that they had losses. I don't know of any other place, I think in Manhattan, in the new areas that they made, they put out some kind of losses. It's questionable, a lot of Rabbonim said that the losses are not valid there. But whatever it is, that they close once a year. But the halacha, strictly speaking, they have to be in Yerushalayim. If it's a Carmelite area, then you don't need losses at all. All you need is a zero capacity. Now, every area that I know of in any major city in this country, or even in Eretz Yisrael or in Europe, was made on the day school supposed. There's no practical way of making an area with mechitzas and lots. Here, for example, it's impossible. You can never go ahead and surround the whole area with a wall and put gates there that are closed at night, unless you give everybody a little beater, you know, to open them up and come in and out. So that's definitely out of question. That's something that we cannot even hope for that it should happen. We are working on putting in the major entrances to Farakoway, Lawrence, Losos Haruyos meetings. We're working on to see how we can possibly do that. That we can put losses that are possible to close. But anyhow, we'll leave that to the side. We do have an area of Farakoway, Lawrence. And there is an area in Kew Gardens Village, there are Moshe Abduzov, and there's an area in Kew Gardens. And today is there a Momo Solo. And what are we stoimach on when we make those areas? Now, we already mentioned Rashi Sheet. Rashi says that when the Gemara says, Yerushalayim, either of us will tell me, Molos Balaiza, he will be a Rashi Sarab and Gemura. So Rashi explains, Rashi Shita, that you need Shishin Ribu. Shalayim was Rishisarabin. Actually, Rishisarabin because there were 600,000 inhabitants in Yerushalayim at that time. If there wouldn't have been Shishin Ribu, 600,000 inhabitants, it would not have been considered a Rishisarabin. According to Rashi, it would be a Karmel. The whole entire world that made Eruvin in cities. Now let me explain, when I keep saying cities, because it's very important to understand that there are places where there are no shilas of this sort. I mean, bungalow towns and camps, and in all these places, there's certainly no Rishon Sarabim that they call it there. The only problem of Rishon Sarabim is in the major cities, where you have streets that are set high on the wide, approximately 30 feet wide, like Central Avenue, 69th Street, Day 78, Broadway, all these streets are wider than 16 amos are frequented by the rabbin. But Rashi says, in addition to that, to make a Rosh Hashanah rabbin, we need that there should be 600,000 people that frequent the road. And the question is, how often, over how big an area? And those are shaylos that the Gdolei are throwing them in Matan set with for hundreds of years. And it's not my place to even get involved in such shaylos. But I can tell you that the Gedolei HaDor in America held from Moshe, the Baron, Henkin, most the Ruba of all Gedolei HaDor in America held that in Manhattan and in Brooklyn you cannot take an Eruv because it is possible that Ocean Parkway in Brooklyn frequents 600,000 people over a while. And in Manhattan there are 600,000 people in the streets at one time. Especially if the population is 3 million, you can assume that there's 600,000 in the streets. But Moshe is made though that the 600,000 have to be in the streets at one time. Everybody here realizes that we don't have anywhere near that in Farakoway, Lawrence. On the busiest summer day when the highway is packed, you don't have anywhere near such a thing. That's Rashi Shita in Yishuv Sarab. Shita is that you don't need Shishin Ribu. What are the other Rishonim saying? There are Rishonim that hold like Rashi. It's not hold like Rashi. Other is Shita Tagoinim that hold like Rashi. Roy Rishonim that the Allah says hold like the Rambam. Like the Rambam. Roy Rishonim hold like the Rambam that you don't need Shishin Ribu. And there's a lot of kashas that they have on Rashi Shita of needing Shishin Ribu in order to make a Rishon Sarab. Based on Rashi Shita, the Gedolei HaAhronim say that we don't have a Rishon Sarab in this Mishnah anyway. Rav Moshe says that a little bit of an exaggeration because in the very big cities you do have, according to Rashi Shita, a Rishon Sarab. The halacha has many kashas on this. One of the famous kashas, which is an interesting kasha, is that we know that Rosh Hashanah is coming on a Shabbos, and we know that it's Rosh Hashanah. And you can feel bad. The mitzvah that's in the Torah on Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. This given up on shofar. Why not? You'll take the shofar to go ask the shayla. You're going to carry the Ramos in the Rosh Hashanah. Question is that there is no Rosh Hashanah. So what kind of prayer is that? Because you mean Mevatla, and that's in the Torah. So that you should come to, you shouldn't come to carry an Arishat Rabbim, which doesn't really exist. Because if Arishat Rabbim exists, then no Arishat can possibly exist. That's one of the halakha kashas. There are many other kashas. The one other main kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi is, how can there be such a thing that you need 600,000 for Arishat Rabbim, and not to be mentioned, not in Babli and not in Rishonim anyway? No mention of such a thing. It's another kasha that's there. Another kasha, so interesting kasha, those are here from the morning call, with the learning prophet. What prophet you make when you see Shishin Ribu people? And the Gemara says in Babel they couldn't make such a bracha, because in Mechuzah they couldn't make such a bracha because there wasn't that many people. So you couldn't make this bracha. The Gemara says that in that Gemara in that book that says Yerushalayim was the Rishus HaRabim, it also says Mechuzah was the Rishus HaRabim. You can't be me'arev because it's a Rishus HaRabim Gemurim. But the Gemara says in Brachos you couldn't make the Brachos of Shishin Ribure. So how can it be that Mechuzah was a Rishus HaRabim? Unless you say that you don't need Shishin Ribure. So those are the many kashas that they ask in Rosh. How do we pass them on this? Panorah Kinti Mashim Mem Hei, Paskins, the Zayin Paskins like the Rambam, Dan. And Rishus HaRabim, what's the problem with Rishus HaRabim? Tezayin on white, it's not definitely a roof over it, and it's the foolish and it's open. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Ramot puts in parentheses, and it doesn't have losses and it knows the light. It doesn't have losses that are close to that. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Huh? No, sorry, it's just explaining that if we have losses and it knows the light, then it would not be a Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Mechaber, the Yeshoimrim, and the Shittas that hold, that it's not so that a Rishus HaRabim requires Shishin Ribu. That's Shittas Rashi. Now the klal is, the Mishabura points this out, that wherever the Machaber passes something like Stam, he means to pass it like the Stam and not like the Yishon. That's the klal in the Machaber in Abot Kel Kishulchan Aruch. Mishabura points this out, that the Machaber passes like the Rambam, not like Rashi. However, it's also to be pointed out that he brings Shittas Rashi, which a Shulchan Aruch will not do if he held that there's nothing to be soimah. There's nothing to be soimah upon, then the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't bring the Yeshoimah. Just bring the Shittas HaRambam and period in that. Then the Mishabura goes in the Bi'a Halacha, a long, long Bi'a Halacha, where he brings all the Yeshoimah and hold like Rashi, and all the Yeshoimah and hold like the Rambam, and he says, right Yeshoimah, hold like the Rambam. And then he says, the Sofek Yeraisim. The Sofek Yeraisim should always go to Kumra. The May that he says, Afa Tish, and Linkois, and those that are makers use an arrow by using Shittas Rashi that you need Shishin Ribos. In one place he says, Bal Nefesh Yachmir Alatma, Bal Nefesh should be Machra on himself, not to use any arrow in a city, which is done Ali Day Tura Kapesa. In another place he uses the lotion Yoreshamayim, Yachmir Alatma, Yeshva Zegroro Dizapa. Because it's very dangerous to do that, it's close to, if you use such an error, it's close to being an Issa Patel. Aval en nimso se yata mekilim, you can't be moise, and those that are makos, because yesha hem amil lismois, because there's a lot, because the Ashkoinim that hold like Rashi, the Rishonim that hold like Rashi, it's not a Das Yossi, there are many Rishonim that are asking to Rashi, and the Meila, that's what the Tzoyma found to make Erubin, and that's what the Bihaloko life, the Bihaloko is Shin Mem Hei, again it's in Samet Dalet, the Mishabura and Shin Mem Hei, and the Mishabura and Shin Samet Dalet, in both places, the Mishabura resets this, that about Nefesh Yachmi Alatma, but you can be Moicha and the Mekilim that are made for to use the Eirut, Halidei, Tura Sapet. So, Mela, in Farakaway, and Lawrence, we are Samet and Rashi Shita, that there is no Rishus HaRabim unless you have Shishin Ribu. But the statement of the Mishnah Berurah for Rabban Nefesh, Yachmir Latzmon, not to carry in Ha'eru, Alidei Tzuras Hashem, does apply in the Farakah Lorenz Eruv, as it applies in every other Eruv, including all Eruv in Yerushalayim. Yeah?
So there's going to be
okay, so Rafal is asking a good question. What makes Farakhu an entity in itself? You know, we said that Brooklyn, Rav Moshe held, is a Rosh Hashanah in the right to feeble the Shitas Rashi, and you can't make an Eruv. We also know that Rav Moshe was master to make an Eruv in Queens. Those are facts. The question is, what's the difference? Why isn't Queens the same as Brooklyn? And the answer is not simple. There's a machlokes between Rav Moshe, Rosh Hashanah, and Orba as to what happens if you make a small Eruv within an area that has 600,000 people, and within that area that you have close to the Kruz Hashanah, but there are no 600,000 people. Rav Moshe held that it doesn't help you. If there are 600,000 people within the area, even though you enclosed it, so that now there are no 600,000 people, that's really successful and not helpful. So anything open to Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Hashanah in the realm. Shani Zalman seems to be more makeable on that, although Akuntris Kematna, from a person by the name of Rabbi Ron Weinstein, and he's made that the Soviet Yomot of Rosh Hashanah, he told them, and he made him aware of the fact that the new census in Yerushalayim had Yerushalayim having, I think, 685,000 inhabitants, and plus the people that come from the outskirts of Yerushalayim to work in Yerushalayim and so on. And supposedly, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, of Azoyman to rethink the whole Eruv in Yerushalayim, whether you can use it or not. This is the way he's made. I don't like to rely on Rav Shlomo said or not, but that's the way he's made. The question is, if Farakaway is part of Queens, and I would even stretch the question more, if Queens is part of New York, right? So why don't we say that New York is a population of 9 million people? So Rav Moshe Shita was, which is his own Kiddush, because all this is very vague in the Rishonim and in the Achronim, that where do we know Rosh Hashanah is from? How do we know what is a Rishon? You have it? Did you hold the machine again? Okay. How do we know that? How do we know what a Rosh Hashanah is? So, Rav Moshe Shita is, we learn it from Achman Leviyah. In Perek HaZoyer, the Gemara says, how do you know you can't carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah? Because it says in the Tosfos that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the people to stop bringing the Nitzvot HaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Machne Leviyah, the people were in Machne Yisrael. Machne Leviyah is a Rosh Hashanah. Machne Yisrael seems to have been a Rosh Hashanah. The people, all the Achronim Matan said, why is it that Machne Yisrael only had a population of 600,000? Why isn't that Rosh Hashanah? So that's not for now, but there's a whole tumult on this. That has to do probably with the whole tumult as to what kind of area requires the 600,000. But Rav Moshe says that he made a judgment that the whole Machne Leviyah was youth-based mill. So in this 600,000 people were thought an area of youth-based mill, and you don't have that in Farah. But that's Rav Moshe's own Kiddush. Shemizam ben Orba did not agree with that Kiddush at all. He says that that's a Kiddush that Rav Moshe came out of his own flora, not based on any shitas in any of the Rishonim, and the Meila, you can't use it. What is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orba Shita? He wrote a whole thing just when he was young on this. I have it at home. I wasn't able to go through the whole thing. It's, I think, almost 40 pages. And he seems to come out that it's possible that any interconnecting street or any interconnecting highway, you can add up to 600,000 people. Again, it's all not cautious, but suffice it to say that the Oilam is makel on this, the older Abonim were makel on this, that you need 600,000 people, at least within a certain area, which we don't have here. I don't know what that area is, but in order to have 600,000 people in Iraq, we would have to go really, really far out. The Queen's Aramoisha said that even in Queens, you don't have 600,000 people within the required area. So it's only Aramoisha. So this is the food.
Yeah.
No, so I'll tell you why it's stopped in New York City. That's a good question. Why don't we just take the whole world? The reason that I would I will tell you a story why, because when you look in Rashi, the Rashi has lots of requirements for Rishus HaRabbi. Says you need Shishu Rivu over here. There's 600,000 people in the city. So I was throwing him statement, that's what he says. What's the Tumul about? The Shishu Rivu over here. Now how do you determine a here? So I would say I determine a here, but the Tumul of the city. Wherever I can walk on Shabbat, that's the same here, because that's what he says in the Tum. I can walk up to 2,000 amos out of the Tum. I'm allowed to walk from here to the George Washington Bridge up within the Tum. So maybe that's all including one here, or maybe not. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not the one to decide this, because the Tum is so complicated. I mean, how the body should be able to be like to understand all these things and be able to even write on it. I can't. I started writing on it. The issues are so huge that it was only left up to the Gedolei Dor to do. And we have a cloud that Mitzvah Manu Chayim, we live by what the Gedolei Dor say. And Rav Moshe says that this is not a Rishus HaRabim, the Tishitas Rashi. He said, you guys, this is not a Rishus HaRabim, the Tishitas Rashi. And he said that the Tlapush is a Rishus HaRabim, the Tishitas Rashi. And what can I do? I mean, that's what Rav Moshe says. Do I understand that 100%? I can't say I do. I went through the tshuva. It's very difficult tshuva to understand. A lot of people did not understand the tshuva. However, Roy Rabbonim in Klal Yisrael asking for Rav Moshe. I don't know if you happened to have seen there was a big ad last week in the Yasset that they're trying to rejuvenate the area of your platform to make it better or whatever they're going to do. There's an ad in the Yasset signed by Kumar every Rav that I ever heard of, saying that whoever carries in the area of your platform, he's already needs to keep it. It's a very harsh lotion. And it's based on Rav Moshe Tzadok, and it's signed by Rav Moshe Big, and by Rav Aaron, and by Elkimar, everybody. Also, I want you to know that Rav Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik was even a bigger machmir than Rav Moshe. Rav Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik only brought for hell that you can't make an Arab anyone. He held no such thing as an Arab, as a big misnagit to Arabin. He held that the Rambam is Iker, and the Rambam is Ali Paskin, and everything is Arab, Rabbis, and so on. Again, we live by our Gedolei Dor. So what I want to tell you before we start with the video is that this is an interesting Orach HaShulchan. It's an interesting Orach HaShulchan that the Orach HaShulchan says in Siman Shin Ben Hei. We talk about Rishon LeZion. The Orach HaShulchan, similar to the Bir Halacha, it's good to look there. Orach HaShulchan is very easy to learn. Take a look at Siman Shin Ben Hei in the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan starts with what is the Rishon LeZion. There he goes to Rishon LeZion for a while, then he goes, what's the Rishon LeZion? So he goes, what's the Rishon LeZion? So he starts going through all the Rishonim and all the different Shitas in the Rishonim, and then he brings Shitas in the Rishonim that hold that even Rashi Shita is that you don't need 600,000, the Rashi is using a Moshe. And he goes through all the whole long Arichas. And then he says, so Sina Kloim, we have cities in Europe that have Eruvin and the Choira. So say Rashi Loka Halofa, because it's a Rishon LeZion, the right talking, you go ahead and make an Eruv for the day through the place. This is a statement as follows, which is an important statement for us to always know this statement and to always realize this statement. The Rosh Hashanah says like this. He says, it can't be that Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years of being Oivus Yisrael there. It just can't be. And it can't be that you have all the Gedolei Hador in all the Gedolim in all those cities that were Matar the Erevin in Europe, were being Matar Yisrael Tzivo to Yidden. No matter what the need was, for them to have an Eruv, no matter what, you know, how important it was that they can live without it and so on, it can't be that it would have been Mater, something that's an issue there, right? He doesn't understand how they were Mater. He says, Roy Rishonim, then he says, it could be that they were not aware of the fact that Rishonim held like Rambam, not like Rashi, because they weren't available to them, and a lot of Rishonim that are available to us. But then he brings from Tamar HaKroni that you can destroy Mekhan Rishonim that we found later, but then it brings the Shach El Be'ikah that any Rishonim that was found at his time you could destroy Mekhan Rishonim that are found on our time you can. This is by the time of the Shach already we had all these Rishonim that help that everything is a Rishus around the Reisler. But he said to him, Alam is too some cloudy stroll. Then he goes through a whole Arichus for what it means, what Rashi Shita really is, and he holds that maybe other Rishonim would be masking to that, and this is how he explains it, and this is something that I can understand, so maybe I can explain it. He explains it that in normal towns in Europe, they have all kinds of streets, and most towns did not have a main street to get out of town. Most towns, you got out of town, each street ended, and you went out to whatever street you had. When Rashi says And when the Rambam says that you don't need Shishim Ribur in a street that says Ein Amon, it's Mesulash, he means the following type of street. He means a street that roy for the people of the town. To get out of that town, you have to travel through that street. I'll give you an example. Now, most people that want to get out of Yerushalayim, not most, but came out everybody. If you want to go to Tel Aviv, so how do you get out of Yerushalayim? Well, highway, whatever that was, Highway 1? That's fish. The fish service. So everybody's going through that fish. If that fish goes into Yerushalayim, that's the fish that we mean to be a Rishus around. However, if you don't have that, you know, if in order to get out of town you can go through many fishes, then you don't have a Rishus around. And he describes it in the article. He was the rogue, it seems. There was no such fish. Then he goes to see if the train is a Rishus around. Because according to his sheet, it says everybody getting out of town in Nevada went by train. They had no other way of transportation. They didn't go by car. So maybe the Mesila of Barzil, the Mesila of the train, maybe that's the Rishonim that the Rishonim are referring to. So again, it's extremely complicated. The only thing I can tell you is that in Europe they made Eruvin, and in, you can leave it there, and in Yerushalayim there are Eruvin, and in all over in Eruvin, in Iraq is Eruvin, and so on. You have a question? Yeah.
Can you explain this again? The problem is caused by 878.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Yeah. Good question. He's asking that if Ramosha Shita is that anything that connects to Rishuta Rabin, it's also a Rishuta Rabin, how can you make an area in a backyard that's open to a street that's open to a Rishuta Rabin? That's a very good question, and the answer is I really don't know. But we know, and I do know, I just found this out. These are a pearl in Flatbush. I don't know if you may have seen advertising. He's a lot of shiurim in Yusuf Shabbat. And I was speaking to him, and he told me that Ardovis Fanshin told him that any Eruv in Flatbush, including the dead end street, which a lot of people have made Eruv in the dead end street, very easy to do, and then they can get out of the house. That Rabbeinu Fanshin said, according to his father, you can't even make an Eruv on a dead-end street because it's open to the non-dead-end street, which is open to Ocean Park, will be made by rendering the whole day. Eruv Shuta Rabbeinu. I think Rosh Polskin did not agree with that. You know, that certainly Hashem Zaman Oro didn't agree with that. Because, and certainly it doesn't make sense. So I can't know what Rabbi Moshe or Rabbeinu Fanshin said in here, not from Rabbeinu Fanshin. I certainly didn't hear from Rabbi Moshe. And I was told when I got my smicha that I can't be sonnet on anything that I heard about there, the Shem Rav Moshe, and certainly when I'm hearing it already, third person. But I know that the Gemara says, anybody who learns even basic Mishnah is Arabic, knows that this halacha can't be true. So the Gemara said together, Movi, that's Mithulah Shur Rishus Rabbin, are you matis such a thing? You matis such a thing either with a lefi or a koire. If it's Mithulah from both sides or Rishus Rabbin, then you need a Surah Sakas. So you see, obviously, that something which is open to Rishus Rabbin, you can see Mitzvahim with a Surah Sapesach. And unless somebody explains to me how to learn this Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Eruvin, whoever learns Sukkah also knows that Mishnah is, if anybody can explain to me how to get out of this. But other than that, there is no problem making an Eruvin in a backyard, or in a dead end street that's open to Rishus Rabbin, or I don't see the problem, because it's really no worse than a mobile that's open to Rishus Rabbin, which is literally a Surah Sapesach. Would be no problem with all the sheep. If it says I am alive, but it's a dead end, it's not urgent around. It's around it says the parish is foolish. It has to be open. What open means, for a Moshe not open doesn't mean that it's perfectly straight. The foolish doesn't mean perfectly straight. You know, foolish means open. Because if it makes a 45 degree turn, then that's not totally foolish. That's not a Rishuta Rabbin. If it makes a little bit of a turn, then that's a Rishuta Rabbin. So it doesn't have to be perfectly straight. But certainly, if it's a dead end, the color day, it's not a Rishuta Rabbin, and there is no problem making an error in such a place. Yes. Sage trees, if it narrows down to less than Tesla in Amo, then I would say that it's a problem. Is it? If it narrows down to less than Tesla, so it's a, I mean, all these things have to be measured. Tesla in Amo is 30 feet. 30 feet is not tremendous. Jordan says it's 30 feet. Okay. Without the cars. And the cycle concluded. Yes, either Shusharabim or Shusharabim. That's how we pass. Anyhow, but that's not for us. I don't want to go through every street in Farakwe. I'm not talking here about making a private Arabian all over Farakwe. That's not what the purpose of the Shia. Now let's go weiter a little bit in the Shita of the Ramban as far as Rashi is concerned. The Ramban has many kashas on Rashi, and the Mele, his conclusion is that Rashi never meant that you need Shishim Ribu, except in a market. If you're in a market, then you need it to be frequented by Shishim Ribu. A highway that connects two cities, that Rashi is Moide, you know, teach Shishim Ribu, and the Ramban brings riot rural cities and the Alok is Maskin, that that must be Rashi Shik. So therefore, whenever we have a highway that goes between city and city, according to the Bialoka and according to the Ramban, you cannot be marked such a thing as a Daneiro of a Surah of Heaven. Now, we'll see, I think it's better to just see it in the video in a few minutes, exactly what I mean by that and exactly what we do about the video is not long, about the 878. Now, I want to talk about, like this, I can just let the video go without stopping it. Again, the video was edited down because of time purposes, not for any other purpose. And there's certain things that are not very clear. So that's the problem. Problem number one of using an Eruv in Farakwe Lawrence is this Shutarabim problem, which is not a problem here. I mean, it is a problem here, but it's also a problem everywhere, including the small Eruvim in Yerushalayim for the most part, some of them not. I'll give you an example. It's an Eruv in Malot Dafna in Yerushalayim. Everybody is familiar with Malot Dafna. Malot Dafna is its own Eruv. There is certainly not a Shusharam on the Kola day. So then they have a separate Eruv. There is no Shaila day. It's an Eruv in Arbi Abir. It's certainly not a Shusharam on the Kola day. The Mea Shiorim Eruv. Certainly not a Shusharam on the Kola day. There are no streets within Mea Shiorim that are Tezano. Why? A lot of these streets, if you take a picture in Frischburg, some Soif and Simon static test talks about the Eruv in Frischburg. In the whole entire Frischburg, there was one Surah Sopet. The whole entire Frischburg, the whole big Frischburg Eruv, some Soif says it was a big Eruv, and it was almost the capital of that time, the Austria, even if it wasn't the capital all the time, but in the summer it was, after all the time came, and his Meshabeah, the Tsar, that the Tsar let them put up this one single Surah Sopet that everybody, that they had to put up. Other than that, they didn't have to put anything up to be massive Frischburg. Our Eruv here has a total of 75 Surah Sopet, where we use our own one. Anyhow, so the only thing there is, the other thing that I want to speak about, so we just finished speaking about the Shusharabim, and you see in the page, that in order to be Mata carry within an Eru, besides the Mechitzus and besides the Shurah, we need the Rubik HaTeir. The Rubik HaTeir is a simple procedure. It's a shear up to how much path you need for a Rubik HaTeir. It's a maximum shear. We take that maximum shear, and we, two people do it together. One is Mizake for the whole entire Kehila for Akwa Lawrence. We lift it up, we make a bracha, shekichanam, and so it's going to meet the Zeiru. That signifies that we're all together in this, and everybody is owns part of this path. Memela, the Takana Chazal, that's something that's owned by a few people, you cannot carry, even though it's a Rishita Yochid, that's taken care of by the Ruben Taseir, because now that signifies that we're really all together and we can carry. So that's a simple procedure. We do it in Farakwe Lawrence once a year, before Pesach, that's the minute in Kralitro, and we do one within Farakwe, we do one within Farakwe and Lawrence, within Farakwe and Nusar Nogar, the five towns within Farakwe and they thought that all the Eruvins are continuous. Again, I'm not saying anything about those Eruvins, but as far as the Rubik HaTeirs, we do together with all of them. We do them separate and not together, so that there should be no shy. Next problem is Hadori Ma'akum B'Chotzi. If you leave with a Goy in a Chotzi, you have to be closer from the Rishud to be able to carry. The interesting Gemara and Hadori and Eruvins, the Gemara says, why is it that we have to go ahead and render Rishus from a Goy? And the Gemara says, because Chazal didn't want us to live amongst the Goyim because there'd be a bad influence on us. And then maybe you'll have to render Rishus from him. He won't rent you because he thinks that you make him some kind of kishuv, and you move out and you move to a Jewish neighborhood that has a name. Rashi explains because of the difficulty. The Chazal didn't want to make it impossible to make an Eruv, but they wanted to make it difficult to make an Eruv with Goyim to discourage you from living with the Goyim in their neighborhood. What I see clear from this Gemara is that the tremendous Torah that they had for an Eruv. Because you can imagine that if the Goyim wouldn't rent you, the Gemara clearly said you move out. And that was what the Gemara wanted to accomplish. That's what Chazal wanted to accomplish. Go ahead and move out of the neighborhood so that you shouldn't come to learn from the Goyim. So meaning that a lack of a neighbor in a neighborhood would cause you to move out of the neighborhood. It must have been the Torah, the difficulty of living without a neighbor was such that people would actually move out of the neighborhood because of it. Before we go to the tape, I want to read to you a tshuva in the Igros Moshe. In the newest Chelek Tet, the one that just came out, Simon Kof Tet, I'll read you a couple of paragraphs so you understand what's involved or what went through the minds of the Poetic Ador as far as they are in this country. They wrote him a letter from Detroit, Elul Tovshin Mem, that's the date of the tshuva. It's about 20 years ago, there, that they want to make an Eruv in Detroit. Good. So he writes like this. This I'll be finding Eruvin, in the Samachet, that is the mitzvah to be mitzvahin Eruvin, in order to be able to carry in a city. He says, the Cain, Hoyu, Bechola, Yorosh, Hoyu, Nimsoim, Yehudim, for mitzvahin Eruvin. And they always do the history of Yiddish guys that were mitzvahin Eruvin in all cities where they were Yiddish. Omarti, I said in that tshuva, probably a previous tshuva, Shehoyo Zebim Mekomoseinu, Shelohoyo Esher Beloiseh. That that whole Gemara only applies in our Mekomos, meaning in Europe, where it was no child without it. Shehoyo Trisin Lehasilas Abehemoth. People had to feed their behemoth. Shelehar Beinshi, Hoyo Hepse, Ben Abai Zahar Epis. The house is not next door to the barn. So to get to the barn, to bring the feed or to feed the cows, they had to carry. They had to bring the food or the drink. And if they happen to have horses, they would have to take the horses out to the bear to feed them so that they could go ahead and feed them on Shabbos. For every person who was a big Torah, not just for the animals. Shehoyo kosher la'otin mayim kol ha'Torah, they didn't have water in the houses. V'chein har bedvorim nechutzim, shehoyo kosher la'otin kol ha'Torah, they couldn't prepare all of it, there was no facility. V'chedoyim. V'gam be'orim gedoylo, so yazed ova kosher, even in the big cities where they didn't have farms, it was very difficult. Shehochein hoyu gam orim gedoylo, shehoyu mesachnin eruvin, so there were big cities that also had eruvin in Europe. Aval kan bizmaneinu, but here in America, she'ein shum tzorech lehavi af bechol bechol yom, so people don't have to bring food even during the week on a daily basis. V'yesh inshi shemachinu leshavu ha'sholim, and the people that go shopping once a week and they have enough food for a whole week. V'gam le'yotze mishavu, and even more than a whole week. Machva she'yesh v'karirim bechol bayit, everybody has a refrigerator. She'lachein empty kureidim tov ha'chotzot, so it's not important to have an eruv. Elorach le'atfuye hano be'amma, just because of the hano being able to carry on Shabbos, ain't the Indian authority started with that. And that's not an Indian just for our hano that we don't have to go ahead and make a name. Then he continues on. Then he goes through the shoygigin and the mezidin, the people that are carrying. He says the mezidin, we really don't care. Let them be mazes and let them be chayav mitzvah, but that's not our concern. But then in the next paragraph, he says like this. That is a lot of mishoiling from Eruvin because they fall down on Shabbos and there's no way to let the people, and they end up faring without an Eruv. Then he says, Machma she'anoshim mitzayr parsha b'zeh. But then he says, women have tremendous tzar from this. Mivnei she'meniyas hanoa hu tzar shodu lohen. They're not having the hanoa be able to, I guess, carry on Shabbos outside. It's a tzar for them. Mivnei haregilos liyos mefunokos, because they're very mefunet, you know, they're very delicate. They're more delicate than men. It's hard for them. And those that have children can even get out of the house at all on every Shabbos. And there are those that can't control that rotten, that they feel that they have to be amongst people and they have to be amongst friends. The Oivra, as has shown, it could be standard of the Oivra and the Isra. והתחילו בשביל זה בכמה מקומים לעסוק עם עירובין, and therefore they started in many places in America to make עירובין specifically for the pleasures of the women. ושייך להפשיד כשאיקה הרבה טויבין, and it is many women that are requesting this, let's say if we can consider this a tzoyrech, and then we can go ahead and make עירובין for that purpose. You can take a look yourself, I don't want to read continue on, but this is basically the end of this. Zinnikov says in the Chelik Chet, the newest Chelik of the Shul of Igor's Moish. He writes this also about other places, where the only Tzoyrech that he can think of is because the women have stars, especially when they have small children. In other places he writes, especially if they have no quarter of their own, they can take the children out. They live in apartment houses, which many in the light, believe it or not, live in apartment houses in Paraguay, and it's difficult to stay in the whole day, and then he writes that sometimes you might think it's a lawyer to carry a key because you don't want to leave your house unlocked. He says, for that is aces. You can get a key with a cyclist, or a key with a belt, or you can put on a combination lock. He goes through all this, and Sidurim, they have in shoes, and Talatin, they have in shoes, and eyeglasses, you can buy two pairs, leave one in shoe. All that, Ramosha says, is not lawyer whatsoever, and he would suggest not to make an error if that's the sole purpose. But for Enoshim, he says Enoshim has tremendous star from this. And Memeila Ramosha says, go ahead and make the Eruv to take away the star from the Enoshim. The way I translate this, it was Shishivas Yeshus, we were by Gedolim, and we spoke to them about it, is that they were masking that it is a big story of Enoshim. The way I translate the Tshuva is that Laura Moshe is not talking about using an Eruv, he's talking about constructing an Eruv for that purpose. But you don't have to be a big London to realize that once the Eruv is constructed, why doesn't Ramosha want to construct the Eruv Tamazel? Who cares? What do you got to lose? So what you have to lose is, so far we have explained that according to the Mishnah Berurah, there is no possible way of constructing an Eruv for a Baal Nefesh. Baal Nefesh is to be Matnei, or a Shamayim in one place the Mishnah Berurah uses for a Losh. And the Mela, there are problems, there are coolers involved in making an Eruv, some coolers which we normally would not be making in other halachos with this type of a cooler. And not every man is masking that it didn't help. It's a sefer called Churas Shai. Shai was Churas Shai. He was on the Oyne Ador. He was maybe more familiar with the Erev Shai in Shulchan Aruch. It's the same as Abba. And he has a Shai that he made an Erev. He was a Rof in Siget. He heard about the Siget, the Rof. He was a Rof in Siget, but it goes back 150 years ago. And he says he made the Erev in Siget, and somebody asked him, should they use the Erev? Should a Baal Nefesh use the Erev? And he has five reasons not to. One of the reasons is the spiritual issues. It's the spiritual issues then, when there was a melech in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which there was a din malchus, which makes it much easier to bestow for the rishus from a melech. The din of a melech is Rav Herzog writes, and you'll see it in the video of the kitchen. Rav Herzog wrote a sefer called Institutions of Jewish Law. In English, it was his PhD dissertation for Oxford. And in there he writes that, forget about Pasha, but he writes that the King of England until today is the owner of all land. There's no such thing as private land ownership. Everything is like rented to you forever. But the king owns it. So maybe if you have to rent your shoes from a king that owns the land, that's a paradox of Pasha, that that's what they meant. And our says specifically how you rent your shoes. You can rent your shoes from Spiro Lakito, from either the Goy himself, from anybody who works for the Goy. And there has to be a certain power that Spiro Lakito has. And very basic, in Shulchan Aruch, it says that power is that he has to be able to store his kelim in your shoes. When he wants to store something in your shoes, go ahead and store it. And then you can rent from Spiro Lakito. And Aruch says, he doesn't have that right. If he has the right to do that in case of emergency, that's also sufficient. And he doesn't even have to be able to declare that emergency. Even if somebody who would need the Congress, for example, to declare the emergency, then that's sufficient according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Chacham Tziv Choylek on the Shulchan Aruch, he says there's no such thing. And the Halacha Mishgur Chasson says the Chacham Tziv that it has to be that he has to be able to declare the emergency without Congress and store his kelim without the approval of Congress without serious issues. Without going too much into it, it's a third amendment to our constitution in this country that says that that's not legal. Even if the president declares an emergency and he has 90 days to get approval of Congress for that emergency, but even within those 90 days, to store his kelim, his kelim will come in our homes, needs the immediate approval of Congress, So the Mela, very good kids are coming to most, not most, but all questions that I could possibly find that would render the spirit to shoot not valid. What are we doing with Khan? There's a Bismayer, and the Bismayer says in Shulchan Aruch and Shimpei Beis that the whole series of Yishuv may be bottled, because the whole reason for the series of Yishuv is that we shouldn't live amongst Goyim, and living amongst Goyim, no matter whether we have an Eruv or not, we're not moving out of the Goyim just because we won't have an Eruv. But if Bismayer says that Mimela, if you can't make a real series of Yishuv, then it could be so much on this that maybe there won't be any need for the series of Yishuv. Some Teufel screams Chai V'Chayim, and he says, believe it or not, to say such a thing, even though they said it by ribbit. There was a one time when Yitzchak was then going money with ribbit because they didn't want us to be learn from them, and Chazal saw that it didn't work, they canceled that Gzeira. Some Teufel said, yeah, because Chazal canceled that Gzeira. But for us to cancel that Gzeira, that's not possible, and it's Teufel to Shnei Yadayim. Some Teufel, so the Mela that also makes it that it's not exactly 100% the spirit of Shuz. How it works. I just saw yesterday in the Chula Shevet Halevi, his son made the Erev in Chicago recently. It was a big machlokes about whether you make an Erev there or not make an Erev. So Rav Wozniak was not the Erev Halevi. His son, the way they did the Spirit Shushus there is Dor Shekivant, exactly the way we made it here. And also the use of Smith, this Besmeyer, that's what Rav Wozniak writes, even though Rav Sansoifer is Doifer by Yazayim, but he says that's the best that we could do, we can't do any better, and he thinks himself, because he doesn't know that to be exact, and we already mentioned Thursday night at Haora, that if that's what we're going to come, that type of a serious Yishuv, which is what we're going to come here in Paraguay, because I make a serious Yishuv, even though it's an old one, yet from the borough president and from the Nassau County, executive, but the one we made here from the police only allows us to carry in the rishuyos that are public. Any private rishuyos that belongs to a boy we cannot carry in. The male that also live in apartment houses has to know that the particular serious rishuyos doesn't apply to them. You can't carry in the hallways, and you must rent your shoes from each individual, because the police have no power in hallways of apartment houses. However, we rent it from them in the streets. The right that they have to put their kelim in the streets, which it seems that they might have such a right, that's not even so cautious that they do. And also there's a problem with this, that the cloud is, it's part of the Makom HaOtzer. If you have our issues, which is our area, if it's open to the Makom HaKoros, you can't carry in the Makom HaKoros. I just want to, because on the tape it's very quick, I mean, you'll see it on the tape, but here's the Eruv of Parakwana, can you see it? And there's left all over. Okay. So just to explain how it goes.
All right, this is upside down.
So it's this one.
Okay.
The Eruv is like this. This green is the Eitz Enviyed. You see in the video more about the Eitz Enviyed. You don't have it in green, but I have it in green because it was the map that I used for the video. But the Eitz Enviyed is the green. We are located right here. Home plate, Shor Yosha. If you can see, if you find home plate, so you see that the Eruv looks right here, right next door to Shor Yosha, is the Eruv. If you turn it upside, if you turn it so that the 5 pounds, when you say 5 pounds, is up and above, then you can follow through. On the northern side of the Eruv, north, by the way, the ocean is south. This is Mizrach, down this way, so that's Mizrach, so that's east, and that's north. So on the northern side of the Eruv, we use mainly the fences that enclose the Long Island Railroad. All the way down here to Manioc Street. Except there are openings, Lawrence and Dynamo, the 78, Lawrence Avenue is an opening there, and I think that's about the only two openings. And Manioc Street is an opening in those mechitzas. There are places that we're missing, and we put up towards the fence. If you look at the map here, you see the red is actual mechitzas. Any fences or walls that we use for the Eruv, anything that's not red is towards the fence that we put up. The Eruv continues on, it goes here across the street on home plate, and then we use all the fences of the public school, the post office. Next to the post office, we have a small tour of the to an electric light pole. Then we go across Mount Avenue with the tour of the Pesach. And then we use all the walls of all those tours. the gas station on Cornega, where we go across the street from a fence to the new store, the Glassmark store, then we use all the walls of Central Avenue. We go across Beach 20th Street, then we go south on Beach 20th Street using all the walls of the store. We go across by the Kitsu supermarket there with our own Cross of Pesa, then walls again and across to the hospital. We did that so that the emergency room entrance is included in the Farako area, which was never before, so that we did that for the betterment of the Hatola people, that they shouldn't have to be over on their dog when they have to carry to the entrance of the emergency room. Then we go across Plainview Avenue, down Beach 19th Street, we use the fences with our Katoira, across Siegel Boulevard. We go down Siegel Boulevard, where there's a lot of fences that we use. Then we go down to the back of the old buildings by Beach 9th Street, where we use the actual seawall for mechitzas. There's a few carpaces that we exclude, as you see on the videotape. Then we go across the 878. We continue on Rockwell Road, where we use Mr. Salomon's backyard for an air there. It was actually in his backyard, so he keeps an eye on it for us. Then we go down Harbor View, where we use the seawall across the way. Here is what I want you to pay big attention to, because this is a big picture. Here is Meadow Lane. Everybody aware of Meadow Lane? Everybody knows where the golf course is? Right. The golf course is not in the area. Okay? Meadow Lane is also, for the most part, not in the area. So that if you're walking down Rock Hole Road, once you cross Rock Hole Road and it becomes Meadow Lane, you're out of the area. So you've got to be careful to stay to the left of Meadow Road and not go on Meadow Lane, because Meadow Lane is out of the area. If you happen to be going down Broadway or down Central Avenue, then Rockwell Boulevard and Meadow Lane are in the area until you get to the corner of before Meadow Lane hits, I think it's Monroe Street. Once you hit Monroe Street, you're out of the area, so you've got to be very careful not to carry out of the area in those places. So that as far as the map is concerned. Now we're working on bypasses to the area. We're working on a bypass on Harbor View. That Harbor View should have its own air in case something happens to the Paraguay Lawrence air. We have worked on a bypass going across, I think it's Dowdy Boulevard, so that in case the air breaks in Lawrence, this Paraguay is fine, or vice versa, if it breaks in Paraguay, then the Lawrence air is fine. All those things are done in order to improve the Chazaka. I spoke to many Rabbonim, and we think the consensus is that one of the most important things about the whole area, with all the tools and with all the things, even if you want to be talking about all the tools, that an area you've got to have. So an area that falls down is really not a good area. So in order to improve the chances of the area staying up, we are doing this type of thing. We're also planning on starting space to make a bypass, to do whatever it is. So you see over here, there's a bottleneck. But if you're on the property to here, it's like the narrow spot of the area, so therefore there, we have already put up a bypass, so that in case, Pastor Sean, one of the areas closed down, I mean, not it's all one area, but if it takes any of those parts closed down, at least you have got the other part to rely on. That's basically the bypass.
Yeah. I thought you excluded that swampy area by Beach 9th and...
Yeah, we did. That will be on the... Anything that you'll see on the video... Well, because it's not well drawn on this map. Yeah, but no, it is excluded. Okay. Yeah. When you cross... Again. No, so the Aero used to be, where's my man? Oh, it used to be that the Aero used to go down Central Avenue, and it didn't include the northern sidewalk of Central Avenue, which was a big mixture. Because people didn't realize, as they're walking down the sidewalk, that they're walking in and out of the Aero. So we, thanks to Rappin and Glanskin, oh no, this is the courtesy of New York State. New York State did the job for us. They put up a Cross of Pesa, which is about, what do you say, 4 or 5 feet away from the sidewalk?
Yeah,
some of 4 or 5 feet north of the sidewalk. So now if you walk on the sidewalk on Central Avenue, no matter where you are, you're in the area. We also... You know what?
crosswalk across the 78 is not.
Right, it's in the middle of the crosswalk.
The crosswalk is not. We couldn't extend it that much. You got to realize that we are restricted as to the construction of Beirut. It would be very nice if we could do like they do in Yerushalayim and put out the Priyan wherever we want, and we would have the unlimited funds that they seem to have to put out the Priyan wherever they want. That's why the Yerushalayim decay has been so much better than any Arab here in America, including ours. So the Koyan there are perfectly straight, and the wires are straight, and they're very small, and that is not shoshes of Rishus Arabic, according to most Poiskim. Spheres Rishus, in Yerushalayim, they go to each person that's in an old room or a goy in the neighborhood and rent the Rishus from them. They're not Soymech anymore, and renting from the Sar Ha'ir in the small Erebin. In Yerushalayim, Maladachal went door to door to everybody who was in an room, and they were starting to get Rishus from them. We obviously can do that here, that's not possible. So sometimes we can't just put there wherever we want. The furthest that we could put it, because we have to use existing poles. We can't put up a freestanding pole. We do it sometimes, but it's very, very hard. And they won't allow it. So we have to attach our poles to their poles. You see all that in the video, so there's no really any reason why the... No, not everybody allows us to hang our lefty on their house like Barry does. Yes.
Parking lot part of the
area. Oh, now the shide over here with the parking lot is really, it's only a shide of spheres or shoes. The parking lot is mukaf in pieces, but the way our spheres work, really we should, we'll work on it. We need to work on making a separate spheres or shoes with the selling car for the parking lot. Right, so we have to make a spheres or shoes on the parking lot, people. The way we make the spheres or shoes, the good order, the way we make the spheres or shoes, really the parking lot, you can't carry on, right? So the main problem of using an Eruv, like the Parakra Lawrence Eruv, is again the problem of Sarabas. On the video you heard the Katanisha Pesed, if it's the Prime Pesed, the Prime Oyster Pesed.
It's applicable.
It's applicable here, except that we also heard on the video there are a lot of couples who probably brought up in hold of it. And Rav Moshe also, I didn't say it on the video, but in the Igos Moshe in a few tshuvas, Rav Moshe is poised on this, and he holds that the Chazonish HaSefer doesn't apply. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is that according to the Mishabur, you don't need Shishim River. Mainly, renders for Baal Nefesh, he puts in question the whole idea of using an Eruv. The Sfiras Rishus, the major problem, as you heard on the tape, especially in America, it's a big problem. Again, another shiloh which we don't really have clear-cut answers. I just mentioned there are Pashulchan, there that Sali Charles not the Beam, the Nebiyam Haim, and there were always famous in Europe on this side of an Eruv. Again, the Chazon Shulchan also says about Nefesh Yachmi Le'atzmo, so we can't go and the Moshe Achayim that use such an Eruv because they were always matter such Eruv in all the years. But again, we mentioned from the Shishuvas and the Igos Moshe and the Tzom Soifer that the Torah was tremendous. And when you have not such Torah, so then obviously every Baal Nefesh has to think about it. The Torah used to bring some candy to Shul, not a Torah, that's not a Torah. Like our Moshe writes, the Torah is the key for the house. That's also not a Torah. You can make a cyclist, you can make a belt, or you can put out a combination lock that most of us have anyhow. If it's eyeglasses, that's the Torah. So we mentioned in the Thursday night here, there's a big sale in Costco. We need to have to close out to get 6 pairs, and you can leave one in each shul and in each shia. Again, if you want to give yourself an answer, not to have to, but then we said also that our Moshe writes that for Noshim, the star, if they can't go out of the house. And I'll tell you something that the man told me this morning. He's not here, so I can say it all, but this morning the man told me that after this year he went and discussed it with his wife. His wife said to him, look, she, part of her inner Shabbos is to go out and meet her friends. Sometimes they want to go for lunch, they want to go for Shabbos Shudas, and they have little kids. They can't leave the little kids at home to get a babysitter. It's expensive, it's very hard. So she realizes that she wants to use the Eruv, and Moshe writes that that's the Netunokas, and it's a star for them, and it's hard for them. But as Yungerman said, instead of talking only with his wife, and his wife said, look, I realize that it's not 100%. There are problems, and there are shilas out for a Baal Nefesh person, but both.